You find yourself in the far corner of some library. The disused bulb above you flickers slightly. You pull a book down from the shelves. It could have been any book, but it was a book of Latin poetry. Running your fingers over the cracked leather on the front of the book, smelling the musty pages, you flip the book open and glance over the faded text. The book falls open to a poem by Catullus. It's about a drinking party. That doesn't make sense. It sounds like fun. Latin is supposed to be a dusty old language only studied by monks, but no. It can be fun and exciting. In fact, these drinking songs go way back, all the way to the 6th century, and a guy named Anacreon. Now, Anacreon was a Greek, but he started these lyrical drinking songs, and if you study Greek poetry, he's pretty important. We can put that aside, though. In our case, we're looking at Latin poetry. Many other Roman poets, like Horace and Martial, really like this style of poetry, and write many of them. Catullus, on the other hand, only wrote this one poem. While it may be a drinking song, it isn't some doggerel. It gives us some insight into the lives of Romans. Unlike today, when you can go out and do many things, eat at a fancy restaurant, take in a show, or go to the club, the entertainment of the Romans centered around the home. Banquets would be thrown, and feasts held, and drinking parties arranged. People of higher social statuses would throw these feasts and invite their friends and clients. These banquets would last into the night. After eating, drinking, and a little bit of networking, everyone would return home. Men and women alike visited these dinners. The drinking parties were also special occasions. However, it was usually only the men who would go to these. Over these parties presided a magister bibendi, or drinking master, who was usually chosen by a game of dice. The job of the magister bibendi was to create the laws of the party. These laws were about how much water would be mixed with wine. Unmixed wine was fairly strong stuff, and we see at the end of this poem that Catullus ends up drinking this unmixed wine. However, this isn't that unusual. What is really strange in this poem is the drinking master. You may ask, what's strange? Well, the magister bibendi at this party is a woman by the name of Postumia. It's a little odd that this woman is here, not because of who she is, but simply that a woman is present at this party. We don't really know who Postumia is. It seems that it's one of those names that Catullus uses that we can't quite match her to one woman. The reason this is interesting is that it shows that in Catullus' circle, and maybe society in general, there were these women who were doing exactly the same things as the men. In several of his other poems, Catullus shows us some of these women that are out there, whether it's Postumia in this poem, a friend's girlfriend who outsmarts Catullus, or his lover Clodia. In this poem, Postumia seems just like one of the guys as she orders the wine to be stronger and stronger. And it seems that she's doing it bigger and better than any of the men there, because she's the drunkest one. At the end, Catullus calls for that strong, unmixed wine. It seems he is determined to catch up to her. Minister vetuli, puer falerni, inger mi calices amariores, ut lex postumiae jubet magistrae. Ebrioso Aquino ebriosioris, at vos quo lubet hinc abite lymphae, vini pernicies et ad severos migrate, hic merus est thuonianus. You there, servant of that good old Falernian, fix me up a stronger cup as the law of Magistra Postumia orders. And look, she's drunker than the martini olive. Leave from here, you water nymphs, destroyer of wines. Go to those teetotalers, for here the wine is pure.